This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi today on this last weekend of the new year 2020. And on our show this hour is one of the best all-time presidential historians that I know, and I follow that very closely. Doris Kearns Goodwin will be here. Her new book is out called Leadership in Turbulent Times. Later on in the hour, Rob Reiner will be joining us, and we're going to be talking about presidents with him because his movie LBJ is now available on Netflix. It had a grand opening in theaters across the country and then went to Netflix, and we'll kind of tie that interview in with Doris's interview. And then we'll finish things out with the vitamin angel pharmacist Nancy Salmon. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi today. We're going to pause very briefly. When we come back, my first guest this second hour, presidential historian Doris Kearns Goodwin. Great interview. Got to listen to it. Hi, this is Ron Segi, and I want to share an experience I had. I'm a classic automobile enthusiast, and recently I wanted to change the color of one of my most treasured and rare cars. I got a quote to have it painted and almost fainted. The cost was terrible, and they couldn't guarantee satisfaction. That's when I called SignZoo. I had seen expensive cars like Bentleys, Lamborghinis, Rolls Royces, Cadillacs, Mercedes, vinyl wrapped, and they looked better than paint and more resistant to the elements and a whole lot less expensive. SignZoo explained to me that paint replacement, you can make a green car red with finishes that cannot be achieved with paint. Some of these wraps include carbon fiber, camouflage, 3D, and embossed textures. And boat owners, SignZoo wraps more boats than anyone in the country. They're licensed, insured, and professionals service the country nationwide. And their warranty in the industry is the best. Check out their website at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And make your car or boat pop with a new look.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today. After almost 30 years of doing this syndicated show, I finally get a chance to talk to a person I've wanted to talk to for a long time. And I was telling her just before we went on the air that I have followed her career and her work. She's terrific. She really is. And she has written several books. Seven, in fact, is the one I have in my hand called Leadership in Turbulent Times. She is the renowned premier presidential historian and Pulitzer Prize-winning author. Joining us right now is Doris Kearns Goodwin. Doris, welcome to the show. At last we get a chance.
Thank you. Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's been a pleasure. And I got to tell you something. I went through this book like a surgical knife through butter. And as I mentioned to you in the before we went on the air, I have a replica of the Oval Office in my home and just acquired the Resolute Desk. So you can see how kind of a fanatic I am.
That is pretty incredible. Wow. I've got to see that someday.
I would love to have you over to break bread, sit in that office and talk to you. But let's talk about
it's
this
deal.
Book. I had to put down the President's Club to start reading this, okay? This book is put into four themes, okay? Before public life, life crisis, life in the White House, and then the review of how the presidents that you discuss in this book handled the crisis. But why these presidents at this time? And the presidents, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about is T.R., Teddy Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln, and Lyndon. Lyndon Johnson.
Well, these were the four presidents that over five decades of studying the presidency that I felt I knew the best. So it may seem strange that Lyndon Johnson was in the other three, but I thought if I focused on domestic politics that he absolutely deserved to be. And what happened is when I finished Teddy and Taft, and I was trying to figure out, okay, which president do I do now? And each time I would move from one to the other, I would feel like I was leaving an old boyfriend behind. I'd feel guilty because I'd have to move that guy's books out, bring the next guy in. So I thought, well, what if I just look at my four guys again that I knew the best and contrast their strengths, look at their weaknesses, see what family resemblance of traits there were, and talk about leadership, which is what I've been interested in since I was a grad student at Harvard. And it turned out to be a great project. And Turbulent Times was chosen as the title because it was the turbulent times they each one lived in. Mm-hmm. I couldn't have predicted that it would be so relevant as it is when it finally came out.
Well, isn't that the truth? Now, as you alluded to, you have written books about all four men, and basically this is centering on how they handled crisis. Now, you have two Republicans and you have two Democrats, and you say that Abe was, of course, a big crisis, the threat of democracy, and that, of course, was huge. T.R. settled the coal strike. You have Franklin Roosevelt, who was involved with the coming out of the Depression and going into World War II, and, of course, LBJ, who is referred to as a prairie dog lawyer, but he turns around and he does a great job in the domestic front, but a terrible job on the international front. So these are the big items of each of those individuals, right, Doris?
Correct. And, you know, the thing you said at the beginning is true, too, that in the early part of the book, I start off when they're just running for office for the first time, in part because I want to show their vulnerabilities and their mistakes and the arrogance and how they learn as they grow older, because I think young people thinking about leadership on the presidential level, they'll think, oh, these people are in Mount Rushmore. They, you know, how can I identify with that? That's what a college student had said to me one time. So that's the early part. And then each one of them goes through a very personal crisis that I think once you've gone through something really difficult. Lincoln had a near suicidal depression,
mm-hmm.
and he came out of it only because he said, you know, I haven't done anything yet to make any human being remember that I've lived. He had such a terribly terrible early life. FDR had, of course, the polio attack that left him a much more empathetic man. Teddy lost his wife and his mother on the same day in the right. same house, went to the Badlands, and that experience made him a Westerner as well as an Easterner. And LBJ had a massive heart attack in his 40s and comes out of it saying, if I died now, what would I be remembered for? And then they get thrown on the stage where a huge crisis is going to be involving them. But they've been through something before. They've seen resilience. They've known as long as they can learn from it, they're going to be able, hopefully, to have the confidence to get through the next phase.
But I found interesting, though, all four men, although later, and of course Monday morning quarterback is one thing, but later in life we realized that they all had, as you said, fragile beginnings. I mean, Lincoln certainly had his problems dismissing the major hurdles, but he had his own personal problems. Roosevelt, T.R., here's a man that was a tough guy. I mean, he was shot and went on with a speech. I mean, you talk about a guy that was a tough cookie. There's no doubt about that. In the case of Franklin Roosevelt, his own partners in his law firm were not impressed by him, and certainly LBJ always had that, and you would know this better than anybody, always had that complex of not being, you know, from a Harvard or Yale. He was from a, you know, a teacher's college in Texas. So they didn't really come out of the chute looking like they're going to do what they did, but then developed into it.
I think that's really important for people to understand. I mean, even as you suggest with FDR, when he was 28, he was not considered, you know, a very good student at any of the schools he'd been in. He wasn't even being a good partner or young intern in the law firm where he was. And then they come to him and ask, would you like to run for a Democratic seat in Dutchess County? And he immediately says yes. And once he gets on the campaign trail, he knows this is what he wants to be. One of the things that combines all of them, at some point, there's a voice within, this philosopher William James said, that tells you, this is what I want to be. And then you somehow kick into motion, into gear. But even then, he wasn't a great speaker at first. You know, Eleanor said that she was there at the time, that he would somehow pause so long between sentences, FDR did in that first run, that you thought he was never going to go on. But then after a while, when he got more confident, you thought he'd never go off the stage.
Mm-hmm.
But you watch them when they're still developing, and I think it just gives people an idea, not just as political leaders, but as leaders in any field, as long as there's the humility to understand where you've gone wrong and acknowledge your errors and grow, you can become a much better leader than you were at the start.
I think one of the problems, and this is just my personal opinion, with the leadership today is no one reads about the leadership of yesterday, and I think that's where a problem. You know, my mantra has always been, you can't figure out things today or tomorrow if you're not knowing what happened yesterday, because it kind of repeats itself in some way, shape, or form. You know, the other thing...
You're speaking something that matters so much to me. I mean, I think that's really right, that what's interesting about these four guys is that Lyndon Johnson's hero was Franklin Roosevelt.
Right.
And he really had met him when he was young, but he had read about what he'd done. He knew about it. And then Franklin's hero was Teddy Roosevelt.
Right.
Teddy read about Abraham Lincoln during this whole summer of his coal strike. He read the 7 or 8 volumes that Nicolay and Hay, and he got solace from knowing the difficulties Lincoln had been through. And then Lincoln's hero was George Washington.
Right.
So they all knew about the persons before, and history is such an important way for you. Don't start these things alone. People have been through these things before, and you can learn from them.
Absolutely, and I think that's what's missing in politics today. You know, and T.R. and LBJ came into this office of presidency actually the same way. I mean, they were vice presidents when the president was assassinated. But for some reason, and maybe it's because of the media today, for some reason I seem to think, after reading the book, that the LBJ way that he got in was more shocking to the nation than Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I mean, obviously McKinley was assassinated, as was John Kennedy. But I think the difference is that with John Kennedy, the people watched in real time the murder of John Kennedy and the murder of Lee Harvey Oswald. It was part of that saturation of the difference in television versus hearing that McKinley had been assassinated and then he didn't die right away. But I think there's no question that the country was convulsed by that change with JFK. And LBJ's great benefit was that he was able to go up to that Congress and talk about healing and talk about civil rights as the way, the first priority, which was a hugely risky thing for him to do, because that was the bill that was stuck in the Congress when John Kennedy was killed. And he deserves, before the Vietnam War took over, enormous credit for having brought Republicans and Democrats together for all that 89th Congress. It was incredible what they did. Aid to education, Medicare, Medicaid, you know, aid to the cities, voting rights, civil rights. It changed the foundation of modern America. And part of it was that after JFK was killed and there was a sense of hate having been part of that, people wanted to come together in order to show that we weren't that kind of a country, where you could have, you know, what Oswald did and what people's reaction to it was.
Doris, we're going to pause for a second, take a quick break. We'll be right back with our very special guest, Doris Kearns Goodwin. As I mentioned in the introduction, the premier presidential historian. She has written books about several U.S. presidents, and in this latest effort, she has combined four of those presidents, Abraham Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, and LBJ, in a book that is entitled Leadership in Turbulent Times. And Doris Kearns Goodwin and I will return with another segment live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back with Ron Sedgy today in another segment with the premier presidential historian, Doris Kearns Goodwin. Her new book is out right now, Leadership in Turbulent Times. And say something that I find extremely interesting. You say that Teddy Roosevelt, I keep on saying TR because Nixon used to use that rendition of reference to him. He would handle today's media better than the other three gentlemen.
Yeah, I think if we needed somebody to come back today, Teddy knew what it was like to be the center of attention. He was the bride at the wedding and the baby at the baptism and the corpse at the funeral. So he could capture everybody. He has a pithy statements that could be on Twitter, speak softly and carry a big stick. You know, don't hit until you have to and then hit hard. He even gave Maxwell House the slogan, good to the very last drop. But more importantly, he understood that the country was divided during the Industrial Revolution, that workers were feeling cut off from the capitalists, that people in the country were feeling cut off from people in the city, and that they were blaming immigrants. And he was able to talk about a square deal for the rich and the poor, the capitalist and the wage worker. And he did it with fire and with cartoon quality. I mean, media would lap him up today, but he'd be fighting for a broader cause. And I think that's what would make him probably the best of the four for today's world.
And don't forget the teddy bear.
And don't forget that's how popular he
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
He goes on a hunt. They make him try and kill a bear because he hadn't gotten a bear, and he refuses to, and suddenly the bear becomes a cartoon, littler and little bear, and Teddy's saying no, and teddy bear becomes the most popular toy in American history.
Isn't that something? All people at some point or another needs to feel loved. These four gentlemen needed to feel loved. I do think that Franklin Roosevelt and Lyndon Johnson probably had that feeling more so than the first two presidents.
I think that's right. I mean, I think that certainly Lyndon Johnson did.
Yes.
In the end, it comes from a lack of confidence. You know, that I think he had parents, Lyndon Johnson did. His mother adored him when he was little, but then when he didn't do well in school, she seemed to break away from him. So he thought that the way to get people's love was to do something, to accomplish something, and that's an endless trait. I mean, you can never succeed enough if that's what you're basing people's feelings of love for you on. FDR had a certain kind of internal confidence from the time he was young, but he really had a charming desire whenever he met somebody to make that person like him, and sometimes he would even agree with them when he didn't really agree at all, to not have contention in the meeting. I never thought about what you said, but I think that's right. I think Lincoln and Teddy were less probably than FDR and LBJ in terms of needing that manifestation of having won somebody over when they meet them.
And I think from a standpoint of economics, Abraham Lincoln and LBJ, they were both prairie dog lawyers and really made money later on in life, although I don't think Lincoln was ever really that big. But there was a great deal of money made by Lyndon Johnson through a lot of broadcast holdings and some questionable investments over the years. Those two probably in the beginning were most alike. I've always been fascinated, not only how you became interested in presidential history, how you became so close to Lyndon Johnson. I could go on for days about that. You're only 24 years old, a student at Harvard, and you were selected to join the Fellows of the White House, and here you are in a dance floor in the White House, and you had been very vocal about the removal of LBJ from office with an article in the New Republic. You were against the Vietnam War, yet Lyndon Johnson picks you out of a crowd and says, I want that girl to be in the White House because I can win her over. If anybody can, I can. What went through your mind when you heard that question?
No, I mean, you told the story exactly right. I mean, I had written this article before the dance in the White House to celebrate my having become a White House fellow with the other fellow 16 of us, but it came out in the New Republic after the dance. And once it said how to remove Lyndon Johnson in 1968, I was sure that was the end of my White House fellowship. But he did say, as you suggest, bring her down here for a year. And I never fully understood, you know, why he had done that. I mean, I think it was partly because I loved listening to him, and I ended up going to the ranch and helping him on his memoirs. He told great stories, many of which weren't true, but they were great nonetheless. It was partly because I was young, partly maybe because I was a woman, so he might not have thought of me as judgmental as I might have been, but he knew I was going to become an historian, so that mattered to him, that it was the Harvards of the world that would be getting to know him. But it was the most extraordinary experience that I probably ever had. It's what made me a presidential historian. My PhD was in Supreme Court history, so I would have been studying people in their robes rather than these presidential characters. So I'm really grateful that I had that experience. And I took it for granted when I was young. Now I keep thinking, oh, all these things I wished I'd asked him. Because I was there day after day after day in the ranch. I got to know him really well. And he was so sad in those last years that he wanted to talk about the times that were good. So we would talk about the New Deal times. We'd talk about the civil rights stuff. And that's what I was working on in the memoirs, was the civil rights chapters and his relationship with Congress. We had split up the memoirs. So it may be that that's why he wanted me to be there. It wasn't talking about Vietnam all the time.
Very unusual individual, no doubt about it, warts and all. In fact, I remember Jack Valenti's book.
Oh, Jack Valenti, of course.
Jack Valenti's book was fascinating because he says, you know, the guy did things in public he wouldn't do in private.
And he was a colorful character, the most interesting political figure I think I've ever met. Real force.
Was it difficult to stave off his advances? Because you've talked about that candidly.
Well, the thing that was interesting was that I was always talking to him about steady boyfriends, even when I didn't have them at all, because I knew he had a minor league womanizing reputation.
Mm-hmm.
But everything was working perfectly until one day he said he wanted to discuss our relationship, which sounded ominous when he took me to the lake, conveniently called Lake LBJ, wine, cheese, red check table, all the romantic trappings, and he started out, Doris, more than any other woman I've ever known, and my heart sank. I thought, oh my God. And then he said, you remind me of my mother.
Oh.
It was pretty embarrassing. So who knows what that meant. But no, I mean, luckily, he had wanted me to go down there and work full time. And I knew how powerful he was, and that if I left Harvard and went there full time, that then I wouldn't have the power to withstand him, not just sexually, but just as a person,
sure,
really.
Sure.
So I said I'd like to work part time, and I'll come down on Christmas vacations and summers from teaching at Harvard. And at first he said, no, it's all or nothing. And I thought that was it. And then the last day he was in the presidency, he called me and said, all right, part time. And I think that's what gave me the strength, because I knew I'd be going back, that I was coming and going and not in his presence the full time. Turned out, thank God I did it. It would have been an enormous loss.
Yes, it would have.
I hadn't gotten to know him, because it helped every other book that I've ever written to be empathetic about these other people as I learned to be about him.
All four presidents died. Do you agree they died with the attitude that they unfinished their biggest challenge?
Oh, without a question. And Lincoln knew that Reconstruction was the biggest challenge that had to be faced, and he was just beginning to face it. I mean, Teddy Roosevelt died hoping that he would get into the presidency again in 1920 because there were things left unfinished.
Right.
And FDR knew that the most important thing was what to do after the war for the peace. And LBJ, of course, knew there was more to do on civil rights. So, yes, absolutely.
This is a must-read. It's called Leadership in Turbulent Times, done by the best, Doris Kearns Goodwin. Doris, can I tell you that this has been a very big honor for me, and I hope that one day you can come back, and even more importantly, visit me in Orlando and see my Oval Office.
I would love to. It is a promise on my part, and if it's a deal on yours, it's made.
It's made. Great. And thank you for doing this.
I loved it. There's not even a question. It was great.
Okay. Thank you, Doris, and we'll look forward to having you back, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Doris Kearns Goodwin has been our guest, presidential historian. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The death toll from a strong earthquake that rocked eastern Turkey climbed to 22 with more than 1,000 people injured, according to Turkish officials. Rescue workers are still searching for people buried under the rubble of a number of collapsed buildings. Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu said 39 people so far have been rescued from the rubble of collapsed buildings. The Disaster and Emergency Management Group said monitoring centers gave magnitudes up to 6.8. They also said it was followed by 228 aftershocks, the strongest with magnitudes of over 5.5. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo lashed out in anger at an NPR reporter who accused him of shouting expletives at her. In a direct and personal attack, America's chief diplomat said the journalist lied to him and called her shameful. NPR says it will continue to stand by Mary Louise Kelly's reporting. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. Well, I tell you, I'm excited to have our next guest with us, not only because he's the full package, but because of what we're going to be talking about. The movie that he has coming out on DVDs and other platforms this week. It had a national release in theaters last fall, and now it's available for everyone to watch at home. Joining us right now is Rob Reiner. Hi, Rob. How you doing?
Hey, Ron. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm very glad that you are here. I mean, I know that there's so much to talk about in your illustrious career, one of being the one of the founders of Castle Rock Entertainment and being responsible for so many great movies, you know, The Misery, Stand By Me, A Few Good Men. But coming up this week, after a national rollout in theaters last fall, LBJ on DVD. This is a great project. I'm a president's buff with a replica of the Oval Office in my home, so I'm very excited about this. How did this come into play?
Well, that it's a great question because, you know, during the Vietnam War, I was of draft age, so for me, LBJ was my enemy. I didn't like him, and so I had very mixed feelings about taking on this project, but I thought about it, and I thought, you know, I've spent a lot of time in politics. You know, I've spent time working on public policy. I've actually had a job in California in the government, and I started thinking about LBJ and thinking that this guy had the most remarkable achievements domestically, legislatively, than any president except for possibly FDR. And had it not been for Vietnam, he would have gone down as one of the great presidents in American history. Now, you can't take Vietnam away, so you're essentially looking at a tale of two presidents. And I started thinking, I said, well, who is this guy? He's got to be more than what I first imagined when I was young as a, you know, kind of a bull in the china shop, you know, arm-twisting guy. There has to be more to this guy. And as I did research, I realized he's a very, very complex character and that there's a lot of sides to him that people don't know. He was very insecure. He had a recurring nightmare of being paralyzed at times. And so I wanted to be able to, you know, paint the full picture of who this guy really is.
Well, like you, I grew up in the 60s also and had the same inner feelings about the Vietnam War and, you know, being of draft age, so on and so forth. I find him extremely complex, as you mentioned. And, you know, and there have been movies before with Randy Quaid and Bryan Cranston. But this, I know, is going to be one that's going to really show warts and all with this guy. He had a dark side. He had the scandals. He had the romances. He had the dealings with the FCC. But where does it start and where does it end, Rob?
Well, the interesting thing about what we decided to do here is we're looking at a very small sliver of his life. We do have flashbacks to when he was the majority leader, and we also see him, you know, deciding to run for president and being vice president. But basically, we focus on the very small two-week period from the time that Kennedy arrives at Love Field till the time Johnson delivers the very famous speech to the joint session of Congress on civil rights. And in that period, he has to assume the presidency with the assassination of JFK. So we wanted to take a look at Johnson during the most stressful time, during the most difficult period of his life, and what that brings out in his personality. So that's really what we focused in on. So it's literally looking at that two-week period, and we did it for that reason.
Well, I think that's sensational. Now, you have a couple of sibling producers on this thing, Tim and Trevor White. By any chance, are they related
right.
to Theodore White, who wrote a couple of editions of The Making of a President?
No, okay. No, they're not related, but they were the guys who initially developed this project, and it was based on, I think, an article that, you know, very loosely based on an article that was written by, you know, Robert Carroll, who was like the preeminent biographer of LBJ. There was an article, I think, in The New Yorker about him, that 24-hour period where he had to assume the presidency.
Now, you know, a lot of people, after this assassination, really felt uncomfortable with this guy because he wasn't articulate, he was rough, he was crude, but he emerges as, will you say, a sympathetic character, in fact, more relatable than the Kennedys. Explain that, Rob.
Well, here was what Johnson feared. He feared that the American public would not love him the way they loved the Kennedys. Kennedys had they were charming, they were handsome, they had sex appeal, and he didn't, you know, he thought of himself as not a particularly good-looking guy, and he could never live up to the Kennedys, and that America would never accept him. But what he did know he had is the ability to get things done. He talked of himself as a workhorse, and he thought, if I can just marshal all of the experience that I have in understanding how government works, the intersection of policy and politics, I could get things done for the American people, and they will then love me because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what drove him, is he wanted to be loved, and he knew the only way he could get that to happen was to get things done. And you see the achievements. They're off the charts. I mean, not only the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act, but Medicare and Medicaid and Head Start and the Great Society, the War on Poverty. I mean, he did so much. That's the way he was going to hope people were going to love him.
And I think your relation to his being like FDR is very good, because actually that was his mentor. Have you heard from his daughters, Rob?
My favorite thing about this whole experience, we showed this film at the LBJ Library. This is over a year ago.
Really?
And Lucy Baines was there. And after the film was over, I was so nervous about what she would think. I mean, we're showing her father up there and her father's relationship to her mother. And I asked her, I said, well, what did you think? And she stood up and she said, the man I saw on the screen tonight was the man I knew.
Whoa.
And I thought, well, that's it. I don't care. You know, that's my review. I don't need anybody else to tell me.
I got the chills when you said that. Why would he? Harrelson. I mean, I know that he's a great actor. I mean, he's a sensational actor, but you had to put a lot of prosthetics on him. Why did you choose him?
Well, that is the greatest question, because anytime I tell people I made a movie about LBJ, the first thing is, well, who plays LBJ?
Right.
And I say, Woody Harrelson. They say, no, that's he can't. What are you talking about? How can he be LBJ? And I say, well, you see what he's able to do. It's an extraordinary performance, and the reason I picked him is because we wanted to paint a three-dimensional picture of who LBJ was. And Woody, not only being from Texas and also having a sense of humor like LBJ had, but Woody brings a tremendous humanity to the character. And we wanted to show the insecurities, the sensitivities, the feelings that he had of not being loved and all of that. And Woody brings all of that to the character. So I tell people, just wait till you see what he's able to do. And I hope people recognize that. I think, you know, he should get nominated. I mean, he's done some great performances over his career, but this, to me, is the best thing he's done.
Somebody told me that the prosthetics are so cleverly done that he can actually scratch himself if he has an itch.
Yes, we were very, very meticulous about giving him prosthetics that not just made him look like LBJ, but also gave him the flexibility and the pliability to move his face any way he wanted, to scratch any way he wanted.
Wow.
So it looks totally natural. I mean, you do see little of Woody. You see Woody coming through, but it paints this great picture of LBJ. You just look at his ears and you go, oh, my God, look at the LBJ ears.
Well, you know, it's great timing coming up the release national. nationally because the release on some more public documents regarding the assassination, so the timing could not be better. I am very happy for you with this, Rob. I just cannot wait to see it. I have to tell you something. We have a ritual in our house, okay? Every evening at 9 o'clock on Antenna TV, we watch you and the sensational role, memorable, of course, Mike Stivic, and then the Johnny Carson Show on a cable channel called Antenna TV. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, how's your dad doing? 95 years old.
He's doing great. Thanks for asking. He gets up every morning and he writes every day. He has this great line that they made a documentary with him in it. He says, I wake up in the morning, I read the obits, and if I'm not in it, I eat breakfast.
Love him. He's phenomenal.
So that's what he does every day, and he's doing great. He's doing great. Thanks for asking.
That's great. Well, I hope this movie gets people to know LBJ better, and I urge everyone to see this.
Thank you so much, Ron.
Rob, I hope you do sensational with it. I really do, and please join us again. You're a great guest and a terrific talent.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Rob Reiner. He's the full package, as we mentioned, and the movie is LBJ, which was released nationally last fall in theaters across the country, and now available on different platforms like DVD and Netflix, called LBJ, the brainchild of Rob Reiner. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from gcnlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their color.
confidence, we've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, all across the USA and around the world. Well, as we embark, of course, deeper into the new year, a lot of times all those resolutions that we make turn to nothing, okay? But this is one that I think if you've made it, you should remain on target, and if you haven't made it, make it today. Joining us right now is a pharmacist. She earned a BS degree in pharmacy from Midwestern University. Joining us right now is Nancy Salmon. Hi, Nancy. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, as I mentioned in the introduction, a lot of people make New Year's resolutions, and they last, well, by now they're probably all gone, all right? But you're talking about a program that really enhances the life of women, new mothers, children under five. It is called Vitamin Angels. Tell us about it.
Sure, thank you. So Walgreens, we're so proud of our global partnership with Vitamin Angels, whose mission is to improve child and maternal health in the United States and around the world. In the past 6 years, Walgreens and Vitamin Angels have made a difference in over 200 million lives around the world, and this number keeps growing every day. We're truly proud of this partnership with Vitamin Angels because it's helping people live healthier, happier lives.
You've reached, as you mentioned, over 200 million women and children in areas that are like life-saving. What exactly should we be looking for when it comes to taking vitamins? I had somebody call me yesterday and said, hey, you know, Ron, I got an idea for what you should be taking, just a friend of mine, for sleeping. You could go crazy if, after a while, I mean, because there's a lot of stuff out there. What is the way to really, and the popular trends in vitamins today for plethora of issues?
Right. Oh, absolutely. You literally see hundreds of vitamins. So, yeah, it gets daunting. It's important to actually first off start a visit with your physician to make sure your physician knows your current health, your past medical history, and your physician can find out what you truly are deficient in. And once your physician finds out what you're deficient in, or maybe what you have too much of, you can actually go to the pharmacy, talk to your pharmacist, and they can customize a plan for you or bring a lot more clarity to what you need, how to take it, when to take it, what to avoid, what not to avoid. So it's important to talk to your physician, but as well it's important to have a balanced meal as well, and then just to supplement with some vitamins and minerals.
Can you take too much vitamins, and can certain vitamins that are intermixed cause you problems?
Yeah, that's absolutely. There's a lot of duplication in some of the vitamins with minerals that have the multiple vitamins, and then duplicating with that's important. And some of the fat-soluble vitamins can build up in your body and cause harm. So, yes, it is. It can happen. And some can as well interact with your medications.
Really?
Some can interact with your blood pressure medications and your thyroid medications.
It can interact with blood pressure?
It can interact and not help the blood pressure medication be absorbed so well. Even with your thyroid medications, it can bind to it. So sometimes you have to take it 2 to 3 hours apart, and even some of your antibiotics as well.
Wow, I never knew that. Geez, that's something else to worry about, I guess. I had a friend of mine tell me, as I mentioned earlier, that I should take magnesium. When I looked into the multiple vitamin that I take, there was magnesium. So that's a good case of maybe too much magnesium?
In some of those multivitamins, and that's why you would talk to your pharmacist, because some of those magnesium amounts in the multiple vitamins are not enough. So it is important to maybe supplement with one extra, maybe 250 or 500 milligram tablet.
Okay. Let's go back to the Vitamin Angels.
Right.
How do you get involved with that? What if somebody listening to our voices right now said, I want to get involved. That sounds like a great
right.
idea. How do they do that?
Well, there's two simple ways to make a difference in the Vitamin Angels. One is to shop for your vitamins at Walgreens. 1% of sales of participating vitamin products at Walgreens supports the Vitamin Angels outreach. The other is to donate to Walgreens' January quarter drive. Every $0.25 donation at any Walgreens location this month will support the Vitamin Angels mission. And you can learn more about it at walgreens.com/vitaminangels.
You know, like everything, you get into trends, you know, whether it's cars, clothes, whatever the case may be. There are trends in vitamins, are there not?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of trends.
How do you know what is a trend and what is really an effective thing? Because I have several on the back of my mind that I've heard over the years that were the latest, and then they go off the radar.
Correct. Like, one of the most current ones would be vitamin D. Make sure you take your vitamin D, Well, you may not need the vitamin D. Again, it's going to be based on what you're deficient in or what you have too much of, and that's from, you know, talk with your physician or pharmacist. You may not need it. So you don't want to take something trendy that you don't need.
I know this is off the subject right now, but there's a lot being said about how damaging some pain relievers can be to your body, to your stomach, like ibuprofen, Advil, Tylenol. Is that true?
Well, yeah, it is important to be fully informed. You know, do your homework and find out what's, you know, what is, can be dangerous for you. But again, yeah, some of it, sometimes it is dangerous, sometimes it's not in normal doses. So that's why talk with your pharmacist. They're a drug resource. A talk with your pharmacist is necessary.
Does your pharmacist, is he or she, have to be aware of the total picture? I mean, they might, as you mentioned earlier, vitamins are great, but they may intercede with thyroid or blood pressure
right.
medicine. They need to know the whole picture before they can recommend it, which, you know, is a libelous thing if they say it wrong and not know the whole picture.
Absolutely. A lot of pharmacists practice, and we practice in whole health. We try to get all the information that's required. We really try to do that. But it is important for the patient to stay with maybe one pharmacy or one pharmacist so we can see your records and see what you need.
Mm-hmm. The Vitamin Angels concentrates a lot, I know, on pregnant women, new moms, children under five. What about men?
Ultimately, within the family, they are supplemented as well.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And how many, or is this too difficult to ascertain, people globally, and I'm sure globally the number is astronomical, that aren't taking vitamins of any sort?
Globally, I know it's expansive and it keeps growing, and that's why the Vitamin Angels really tries to keep growing its mission.
Where can we go for more information and to participate, most importantly?
Well, definitely visit your Walgreens store, Walgreens Pharmacy, and go to walgreens.com/vitaminangels.
Very interesting and a great cause, too. I want to thank you, Nancy, so much for joining us today on the show.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Thank you. Our guest has been Nancy Salmon, pharmacist with the Walgreens Pharmacy for 31 years, talking about the very, very necessary need for vitamins in your life and a program called Vitamin Angels. Check them out online so that you can participate and learn more. And as our show is drawing to a close this week, we're going to wrap things up on this last weekend of January 2020. Can you believe that? And we hope you enjoyed the past 2 hours. But I do want to remind everybody that next week we've got another onslaught of great guests for you, so make sure that you tune in. We're here every single weekend. And you can check out our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com, where you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We're going to pause. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
RV, truck, or boat look faded or perhaps has some minor surface scratches? Painting a vehicle is very expensive and permanent. That's why I recommend SignZoo. SignZoo is the nation's premier vinyl design and wrap company. A 3M vinyl wrap can outlive a painted vehicle by years, and it can be removed at any time without damaging the original finish. Licensed, insured, the best warranty in the business, and over 20 years experience is just a few reasons to choose SignZoo. Whether a wrap to promote your business or change the color of your car, RV, truck, or boat, a vinyl wrap is less expensive and more versatile than paint. And remember, SignZoo services the country nationwide for your convenience. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And get ready for a brand new look. Well, that's going to wrap things up for this last weekend of January 2020 with Ron Segi today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the last 2 hours, and our guests include from the Righteous Brothers, Bill Medley, actress, supermodel, and businesswoman Kathy Ireland, Dr. Kathy Miller, presidential historian Doris Kearns Goodwin, actor, producer Rob Reiner, and the vitamin angel Nancy Salmon. We'll be looking for your company come next week, first weekend in February. We're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world. Till then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.